Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson.
And I'm Derek Osborne.
And this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Ailing Wu, the AI and IoT Alliance Director at Aon. Welcome, Ailing.
Hi. I'm very proud to be here.
Thanks for calling in all the way from Netherlands. We'd like to hear a little bit more about the solution that Aon is offering for AI makers.
Yes, the solution Aon offering is actually from the maker to the professional maker. So we see there are already a lot of AI solution for the maker, but they have the difficulties. Many makers, they are actually professional makers. They want to produce this product to the market. They don't want to only have it like a toy of fun. So those developers got a difficulty. What the product is reliable when they finish all the development, they can go for mass production. So Aon is focused on doing the makers from the maker market to the professional market.
Could you give us some examples of the kind of things a professional maker might do with one of your products?
Let's say for the traditional makers, they are used to buy online. So they buy online, then they place with it, then they go to the online community to discuss all the solutions, then access the online database for all the drawing, drivers, and everything. So for Aon, we have a brand app, Bridge the Gap. So we offer this online shop, app shop, and online community, app community. Yeah, so this is what we do for the makers, but we extend our audiences to professional makers. So if you buy at the app shop, then you also get the support to develop your product in the app community. When you are ready for mass production, you use exactly the same platform, then come to talk with us. Then we can help you to bring your product to a mass production because we provide a different scale than only a maker market. We provide the longevity. We can customize it. Yeah, we can make it industrial reliable.
As you mentioned here, there's quite a bit of a gap between if you want to write a program on our CPU compared to if you want to do it on the edge. There's the drivers, there's the equipment. Why do you see developers trying to deploy AI on the edge? What are the type of use cases that you're seeing in the community?
AI on the edge is closer to our daily life, but we don't see it yet, like smart city. So in a smart city, you have a smart camera to control the traffic. Then you have a smart retail. You go to a store, then you get what you need. Then you get a recommendation for what is in promotion. So a lot of these kind of use cases, you cannot get the information until the cloud feedback to you. For example, for the traffic control, if there is a car accident happened, immediately the traffic light should change because it recognize, oh, this is a crash. So let's turn all the lights to the right, then, you know, let's give the right signal to direct the traffic. But if you go to the cloud, wait for the cloud to say, oh, yeah, indeed, it looks like a crash. It takes time. Then also, how if you suddenly lost the cloud connection? So I think for the AI on the edge is to reduce the latency, then also give the robust solution. Then, of course, nowadays, everybody talking about the privacy. When we have AI in the cloud, it means all your data is open to the cloud. But then when we have AI on the edge, then it means we keep your data in the edge. After analyze, then everything is got will be erased. So end customers, also, let's say, for the public, yeah, this is a privacy-compliant solution.
The privacy is a big point, and I want to circle back to that in a bit. I want to ask you a little more about that experience on the edge. You talked about this latency between being on the edge versus in the cloud. You lose the benefits of the edge if your performance is weak. If your model is really slow on the edge versus a really fast model being performed in the cloud, then the latency won't matter. What can you and your customers do to improve their performance on the edge? What are some of the techniques that you use?
For the AI on the edge, of course, we don't do all the modeling, training, understand like we do in the cloud. Because in this case, of course, because for the edge device, it doesn't have unlimited resources like it has in the cloud. So for the AI on the edge solution is you train the model in the cloud. After that, you bring the model to the edge. So the edge device already understand when the camera see car, it means car. When you see dog, it means dog. This is cat, it's different. It doesn't need to send all the back data. It doesn't need to re-understand again. So we bring the intelligence to the edge. So the latency can be reduced. So that's why this is a different solution. Some, because on the cloud still rely on GPU. So of course you need to have a lot of resource. But on the edge, you don't need to have so big GPUs because the model is already there.
Could you talk a little bit about the way that you're able to leverage Intel's product portfolio to improve performance?
I think traditionally everybody use CPU and GPU. Then FPGA is really depends on vertical market. But when the AI is introduced, people think, okay, let's use the traditional way. Let's use the CPU and GPU. Then you need to have an i7, you need to have a Xeon. Then if we want to have a lot of edge device in the field, then cost need to be competitive. Then also the power, the thermal need to be soft. Then we are actually very happy to see Intel widen the range to the VPU like Movidius. Then have FPGA by taking Altera into the group. So this gives us the flexibility to play the idea for AI on the edge. So we can have play with the board from the A10 to Core I. We don't need to go up to Xeon because we want to stay on the edge. Then with the Movidius. Movidius is a very handy solution because it can do the AI acceleration in a very efficient way. So you don't need to add more GPU or CPU power. Then FPGA is also another solution. So by different use cases, if you need to have a lot of camera, then maybe FPGA is a good solution. But when you don't use too many camera, then by the frame per second you need in different use cases, I would say Movidius is a good solution. So we really love Intel's strategy to take a Movidius and Altera into the product offering.
So I understand that you also do some sort of software support. Could you give us a little explanation of what that looks like for a customer and what sort of tools you might help a customer use?
So what we notice is customers, they want to start their AI project, but they have no idea how to start. So what we provide is a solution kit. So we have many different AI solution kits for vertical markets, such as in the retail, in safety, in food checkout. So this software solution already fully integrated with Intel hardware, with Intel software, OpenVINO toolkit, and vertical software. So customer can get started with their AI project relatively quick because all the software drivers, operating system, toolkit, library are all prepared. So this already saves customer a lot of time. Then we have very clear tutorial. So this is the first step for people who want to start their AI design. You know, they can start with our AI vision developer kit. Then they get the whole picture. Then the kit cost tends to be the low price. So they will be enable more developers to start the AI project.
That's excellent.
So you're mentioning privacy. That's a big concern when you're working on the edge. Your teams and the community you work with, how do they define privacy and how do they manage privacy of their customers?
Since we are in Netherlands, we are guided by European law. There's a clear GDPR there. So frankly speaking, this is one of the big challenges for the AI software development. So we and our partner go through the GDPR in details. Then we understood that even when we catch the video, during the analyze process, we are not supposed to have the personal attribute, which is possible to trace back to that person. So a lot of our software partner, what they do is when the image is catched, at that moment, they immediately do the mask for all the unnecessary attributes on that person. So for example, we don't need to know his eyes because we only want to know is he smiling or he's angry. So all the data we take only for the necessary part which we need to analyze. Then for the edge, because on the edge device is also kind of a collect big data. So once we collect this, we only keep the data. We don't keep those video. So that's also the difference, because in big data, when we say deep learning, you don't keep the image. So in that case, we can protect users' privacy.
Yeah, that's really great. When you make it so the data itself is not connected to a single person, you're able to retain the privacy of the individual as you go forward. When you're working on the edge, how much of the data is taken, or do you just throw away the data then, or is it stored in the cloud after the processing?
The data we catch stay in the edge device. At the moment it's catched, then we do the quick analysis through the AI modeling. Then we only send back the critical data. Let's take the people counting software, for example. So it counts, then you say, okay, how many people pass by here? Then it only send to the cloud to say, okay, 100 people pass this point in 30 minutes. So we only send the data which is important, required. We don't say, hey, see, these are those 100 people's picture. They pass by this point. No, we don't do so.
So, Aileen, I understand that Aon is a member of the Intel AI Builders Program. Could you give our listeners an idea of how that program has helped you?
Okay, so basically we know Intel has a lot of products, CPU, GPU, Movidius, and FPGA. So I think Intel AI Builder is a program which really makes us easy to get the resources and support from different product groups. Then this can make our development more efficient. Then also, on the other hand, I think Intel AI Builder actively to have a lot of marketing activity to reach out to the potential customers. Also, to demonstrate what AI can do. Because what we see for today's AI market is still a lot of market awareness job to do. So, you know, so I think Intel AI Builder, they have a lot of events all over the world to get the market awareness about AI, how Intel AI can help. Then we are very happy to join many of those events. Then it's really bring us a great exposure in the market.
Excellent, Aileen. It's been so nice to talk to you today. For our listeners who would like to learn more about Aon and get started with their very own maker board, where could they go for more information?
So if you want to start with AI, so the best website I would suggest is up-board.org. So on this website, you see all the Aon's AI solutions. Then of course, you are welcome to join Aon.com, AAEON.com. Then there you will see our complete portfolio from AI to the embedded boards.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. I'm Derek Osborne.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And this has been Intel on AI.